We're going to start off this hour with one of our great friends. I first heard Todd Snyder's music back in the mid-90s. And really, it's almost from the first time I heard one of his songs, I thought this guy is just great. He's making his eighth appearance on the Mountain Stage tonight. His latest record is called Peace Queer, and he has a very unique way of looking at life and music, too. Please welcome back to the Mountain Stage, Mr. Todd Snyder.
Rogers said he never met a man he didn't like. Wait, let me back up and make sure that I got that right. He might have liked every man he ever met, that's true. But he never said he liked every man that he knew. I met a woman with a modest touch. I could never get her to touch very much. I met a man of opportunity. He never offered any of it up to me. I met a soldier in a recruit booth. Said he'd make a man out of me and stole my youth. Working for a man who could not stop lying. Drove us all off a cliff and called it flying. Most men flying would seem to understand that a man hasn't technically flown till he lands. If you're coming into land and you crash and die, all you really did for shit was get too high. You ever get too high? No, neither have I. But I will if I have to prove to you guys. I'm so turned around I could calm up a riot. Fighting for peace, that's like screaming for quiet.
I don't know, but I've been told.
You might meet a little fox in an atheist hole.
I don't know, but I've been told.
A sailor, it was back in 81. Well, I can't say I'm sorry. I volunteered for what I'd done. We trained and we waited. Lord, we would not be outdone. And then one day, six battleships came out of the rising sun. So we all manned our stations. Yeah, we have the jug of wine. We waited with patience, waited for a sign. First thunder, then lightning, then a ringing in my ear. Well, I can still hear that screaming, even after all these years. Keep hearing, battlefield on fire. Keep hearing over that old Virginia shore. Our deck was in tatters. that smoke was thick and black. For each shot, then they fired at us. We fired two right back. And then I felt my shoulder lodging and something hit my arm. Last thing I remember was that water all around. And then I woke up in Richmond with a medal on my chest. And I know that I earned it, because I know that I did my best. We did lose that battle, but I heard we won the war. So I headed back home and I awaited my reward. Cape Henry was a battlefield on fire. On water, white water, with flames climbing higher. We fired our cannon for at least 2 hours more. Cape Henry off of that old Virginia shore. Well, I plow this man's field now from morning until night. That water, my left arm, I'm working with my right. I guess if I fall, freedom of richer men up north, I still fight for something. This plow goes back and forth. Cape Henry was a battlefield on fire. On water, fire water, with flames climbing higher. We fired our cannon at least 2 hours more. Cape Henry off of that old Virginia shore. Cape Henry off of that old Virginia shore. Folks are born made to wave a flag, hold on their red, white, and blue. And when the band plays Hail to the Chief, oh Lord, they point the cannon right at you. It ain't me, it ain't me, I ain't no senator's son. It ain't me, it ain't me, I ain't no fortunate one. Some folks are born silver spoons in hand, oh Lord, don't they help themselves. And when the tax man comes to their door, Lord, seems like the house looks like a rummage sale. It ain't me, it ain't me, I ain't no millionaire's son. It ain't me, it ain't me, I ain't no fortunate one. Some folks inherit star-spangled eye, oh Lord, they will send you down to war. And when you ask them how much should we give, seems like they always answer more and more. It ain't me, it ain't me, I ain't no military son. It ain't me, it ain't me, I ain't no fortunate one. It ain't me, it ain't me, I ain't no fortunate son. It ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no fortunate one. Isn't it right if I tell you guys a poem that I made up? It goes like, is this thing working? Is this thing on? In the hallway of a high school anywhere USA, there was a bully that would pick on a different kid, and it seemed like every day, with a pack of backslapping buddies that would laugh and back him up all the way, and this screaming girlfriend that would make believe in every word that he would say. Is this thing working? Is this thing on? Because then one day this kid that he beat up a couple times before realized to even his own surprise that he probably could indeed take more. And with that, he hatched the evil plan to make that bully pay. He walked up to him in the middle of the gym and he found the nerve to say, he said, you're gonna hit somebody today? You're gonna hit me too. In fact, you're gonna hit me every day because now I'm picking on you. And as crazy as this all might sound right now, I ain't stopping until I get through. It's too late to beg me for mercy, man. Is this thing working? Is this thing on? Because that bully, he just laughed and laughed, of course, and so did all of his friends. And he beat that poor kid unmercifully for days and days on end, only slightly less impressively each time to that pretty girl and all of his friends, who would eventually, secretly, start hoping that that little kid might win. So, is this thing working? Is this thing on? You may never hear him say this because he thinks people still don't know, but winning that battle every day cost our bully the war a long time ago. And of all the scars that he's got to show for every blow that kid sneaks in, the worst one is knowing that tomorrow he's going to have to get up and fight that kid again. Is this thing working? Is this thing on? One, two, one, two, three, four. Leading that guy, his ass handle man, vice president of human resources or something. He stood up and made a speech about how we would all have to work even harder now. I thought harder now, man, the harder it was. I would give anything to get up and walk out of here, but I'm stuck on the corner. Sanity and madness, I'm looking them over. I can't see a difference. Making money out of paper, making paper out of trees. Making so much money we can hardly breathe. You ought to hear the shit that I get from my daughter. She says that she can't stand the sight of the car bought her. Won't ruin her life forever, she don't ride a ragtop. Her and her mother spend my money pretty much nonstop. They're trying to break me for the sake of the neighborhood. They want everybody up and down the street to think we're doing good. We're stuck on the corner. Sanity and madness. Study economics. My parents made me cause they said it would be practical. I can't make my kid do a goddamn thing I tell him to. That kid's an unrepentant radical. He is as unimpressed by these plaques in my cubicle as I'm secretly impressed with his ability to look at everything so completely irresponsibly. I'm stuck on the corner. Sanity and madness. Looking more. Can't see a difference. Making money out of paper, making paper out of trees. Making so much money we can hardly breathe.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Now I've got a much money we can hardly bring. Making so much money we can hardly breathe.
That was a lot of fun. Hey, thank you. I don't want to finish my show without thanking my family and friends here at Mountain Stage for giving me a chance to sing for you. If you've never seen me play before, my name's Todd Snyder. I've been driving around for more than 15 years now. I make this stuff up and I sing it for anybody that will listen to it. As you can tell by some of the songs I played tonight, I was recently abducted by an International League of Peace Queers and forced to write protest material. This is a peppy little number about the end of an empire. Feel free to sing along if you'd like. A petal falls from a dying rose into the wind it blows through fate, while down below the ground there grows another rose that can hardly wait. Heart attack, bursting with pride, he was way overweight. And there was hardly anybody at the funeral besides the ones who thought they might divide the estate. Well, the preacher couldn't tell us everything that he did. He said every fine thing that he could, mostly focusing on long ago when he was just a kid and his intentions had all been so good. A petal falls from a dying rose into the wind it blows through fate, while down below the ground there grows another rose that can hardly wait. Said when he was younger, he was kinder, skinnier, friendlier, humble as a white picket fence. As he got older, he got fatter, left his wife for someone younger, started showing up here drunker, making less and less sense, less and less sense. Bursting with pride, he was way overweight. So through the eye of a needle on a camel's back, the American dream hits the pearly gate. A petal falls from a dying rose into the wind it blows through fate, while down below the ground there grows another rose that can hardly. Y'all, thanks for being so nice to me.
Todd Snyder, living down in Nashville, Tennessee. Mr. Todd Snyder right there. The new record is called Peace Queer, and you heard several tunes from that record. And if you'd like to find out more about the abduction and how he was forced to write those songs, you'll have to pick up the album. The whole story is right there. It's pretty amazing, actually.